The president's making political waves. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's backing a potential shakeup in the primary calendar that's upsetting some fellow Democrats.
Instead of the traditional Iowa and New Hampshire leading off the nominating season, the president wants South Carolina first, a state whose support in 2020 was key to his own nomination. Then New Hampshire, Nevada, and primaries in Michigan and Georgia. The president also wants to eliminate caucuses, those nominating contests and gatherings in gyms across Iowa and other states, because they take too much time and require people to support candidates in public. But there's serious opposition from Democrats in Iowa and New Hampshire and other states.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. Opponents argue the more rural feel of Iowa and New Hampshire presses candidates to build better ground operations. The president argues the party should focus more on diversity. New Hampshire has a state law requiring a first-in-the-nation primary. The Democratic Party's Rules Committee is meeting to set the calendar. It's the last day of early voting in Georgia ahead of a runoff Wednesday between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. President Biden will campaign for Senator Warnock today as part of a phone bank in Boston. China is now accused of meddling in U.S. elections through the Chinese-owned app TikTok.
Forbes reports that these TikTok accounts are being run by the propaganda arm for the Chinese government. These accounts have gained millions of followers and tens of millions of views. So China is getting what they want, a captive audience to push videos that attack U.S. politicians to drive divisiveness without clearly disclosing that the people pushing the videos are affiliated with the Chinese government.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn. TikTok says it's working on a new policy and labels regarding state-controlled media. The app already facing bipartisan concern in Congress over its handling of user data. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Before heading to Boston, the president signs a bill to block a rail strike.
A tentative agreement reached earlier this year between 12 rail unions and railroad companies is now enforced by law after President Biden signed legislation approved this week by Congress.
They did one heck of a job in averting what could have been a real disaster.
The president urged congressional intervention after the memberships of four unions rejected the deal that does not include several paid sick days, something the president says he will continue fighting for.
That is a goal I had in the beginning, and I'm coming back at it.
The labor agreement does include a 24% pay raise for railroad workers over 5 years and an increase in some benefits. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The European Union reaches a tentative deal for a price cap on Russian oil aimed at limiting a main source of funding for Russia's war on Ukraine.
We think that the $60 per barrel is appropriate, and we think it will have that effect.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the cap can always be adjusted. Critics argue it's not low enough. A conspiracy theorist who lost a court fight with parents for spreading lies about a mass shooting is heading back to court over his finances.
Alex Jones filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in Houston, listing up to $10 billion in liabilities. This as Jones faces court orders to pay almost $1.5 billion in damages to relatives of victims of the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut school shooting for calling the massacre a hoax. Jones has said he has less than $2 million to his name, his company, Free Speech Systems, also seeking bankruptcy protection. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A stronger-than-expected jobs report fueling more inflation concerns. Right now, the Dow is down 103 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.